Hey everybody, it's Nathaniel Avila reporting from San Antonio, and I'm here with Jessica Vega, also reporting from San Antonio, but in a different section of San Antonio, the lamer section, because she's outside of the loop, and I'm inside of it. So,
come over here.
What are you talking about? So, what are we talking about today?
So today we're going to be talking about the Vanessa Guillen case.
Yeah, and I remember when we first discussed making this podcast, one of the cases that you wanted to talk about was the Vanessa Guillen case. However, it was like it just happened, so we decided to wait a little bit until like more stuff comes out. And I think it's been like 6 or 8 months since the actual thing happened, and. So we decided, you know, let's do it. No time like the present. So it's Jessica's episode, so she's going to be telling us what's going on. And let's get started.
So it's actually, next month is going to be a whole year since this happened.
Oh, a year, okay.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's still not done yet. So let's get into it. Okay, so Vanessa Guillen was born on September 30th, 1999. Her parents, Rogelio and Gloria Guillen, those are her parents, and then they had five kids. She had five siblings, so a total of six.
Wait, so is it Guillen or Guillen?
People say it both ways. I think it's probably Guillen.
I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Guillen.
So she was born and raised in Houston, Texas. According to her family, she was obsessed from a young age with being in the military. And since the early age of 10, people can remember her talking about her dreams of being in the military. And her mom thought she was crazy, like, what's wrong with you? But, you know.
Women shouldn't be in the
dream,
military.
You know? That's what she wanted to do.
Right, Jessica?
So.
Women shouldn't be in the military. No, I'm kidding.
Shut your mouth.
I'm kidding.
All right. Women should totally be in the military. According to her family, she graduated from Cesar Chavez High School in 2018, and she was at the top of her class, the top 15% of her class. And then she ended up joining the military soon after that in June. Right? So, according to her family, she had a lot of plans, though. She was 20 years old, and she was planning her future. She was going to finish out the military and go to college. Her sisters, like, this is from an interview insert that her sister did. So this is what her sister said. She wanted to study chemical engineering at Texas A&M. She wanted to get married. She wanted to start a family. So according to her family, everyone that met Vanessa, they just loved her. Her and her sister used to work at a flea market for extra spending money. And after she left to the army, people would come up to her sister and just, you know, like, when is she coming back? You know, we miss her. They just, everybody loved her. They said that she had a contagious smile. So the family said that Vanessa had a contagious smile. She was 5'2". And brave and strong is what they recall. Like, she couldn't wait to be a mom. In high school, she really loved sports. She liked helping people out at the gym. She was super nice and professional. She was super nice and respectful. And they said that she was even thinking about becoming a certified professional trainer for the gym. So the sister said that everyone she met, let me see what it says. It looks like it cut it in half. She was nice and respectful to everyone she met, organized and focused. And every weekend without fail, she would drive 3 hours from Fort Hood and spend time with her family and her boyfriend. So yeah, so every weekend without fail, she would drive home the 3 hours from Fort Hood to Houston and spend time with her family and her boyfriend. So every weekend. Back home every time. But the family noticed that something was changing with her in the months prior to her death. So in October, her mom noticed bags under her eyes. She had lost weight. Her hair looked thin, and she was spending hours and hours at the gym. So she says, the sister's name is Lupe. She says, my mom kind of started pushing her, like, what's wrong? Are you okay? And she kept pushing. She just kept pushing. But it wasn't until February when Vanessa finally told her mom what was bothering her. She just asked that she keep it between them. She told her that she was being sexually harassed by a higher ranking soldier at work, but that she wouldn't tell her his name. So her mom told her to just rip up her army contract and come back home. And that Vanessa insisted that she would take care of it. So right now she's feeling the heat. So she told her mom, I can't report it. I've seen other girls pass through the same situation and they ignore them. They say they're lying and they don't listen to them. I need to look for it and I'll get it to you, but there's a video that I saw. They were interviewing the lawyer, and the lawyer made it sound like the guy that she had to report it to is the ranking officer above her. And that was the person that was sexually harassing her. So I guess in the military, you have to follow chain of command. So she would have to report him to him, which makes no sense. But I guess if you know you're in that kind of position and you're an asshole like this guy was, he took advantage of it.
So, like, I know that there's like this huge problem going on in the military, especially with women who are being assaulted by and harassed by that, and that's like a huge thing that needs to be addressed in the military. Have you ever watched the documentary The Invisible War?
No.
Check it out. It's
Sounds
about
interesting.
you check it out. It's about the how women are treated in the military. Let me see where we can where you can find it. It is a really good documentary.
Okay.
And I recommend everyone to check it out. The Invis, the in, not the Invisible Man.
This has been an issue that has been going on in the military for so long,
Oh yeah,
but
ever
it just
since.
seemed like Fort Hood it was is a hot spot for all sorts of bad stuff.
It's on HBO Max.
Oh, is it? I got that.
Like HBO Max Max, not
I done
HBO.
paid my annual fee.
When I
I
say HB,
paid up.
when I say HBO Max, I mean HBO Max, not HBO. HBO Max.
HBO Max. I did. I paid
Okay.
it.
Oh, snap, you're ballin'.
Yeah.
You've got Paramount Plus and HBO Max.
Do.
Oh, snap. Do you have Peacock?
No.
Oh, well then it's nothing to me.
So,
It's
okay.
a
All
free
right.
service. There's no reason why you shouldn't have it. Okay, continue.
What?
It's a free service.
Oh, I didn't even know. I don't even know what that is.
It's like Universal's streaming service, like Comcast's streaming
And it's
service.
free?
Yeah, it's free. There's a free version and then there's a paid version. I
Wow.
have the paid version because I be ballin'.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, what happened next? What happened next?
So she said that she would take care of it, but she told her mom that she can't report it, that they would just say that she's lying. I also read that there had been several female soldiers that had made complaints about this guy and they were just dismissed, or they were made out to be like they were lying about it. And what they would do instead of disciplining the male soldier that's been accused, they would just move the female soldiers. So I don't know why. But anyways, carrying on. Then one Friday earlier this year would be 2020. Vanessa had came home like she always did, sister recalled, but this time she threw her bags on the ground, slammed her bedroom door shut, and started crying. So when Lupa asked her the next morning what was wrong, Vanessa told her that she was too young to understand, because at this time, she's 16 years old, the sister. So on the weekend of April 19th, Lupa thought everything was fine. Vanessa had come home and seemed to have turned a corner. Her personality was back, and she was excitedly planning her future with her boyfriend and considering colleges after the army. She was happy again.
So, like, what age is a good age for you to completely understand the concept of sexual harassment in the workplace if it's not 16?
I don't know. Maybe she just didn't want to talk to her about it, you know? Maybe she just was in a bad place at the moment, just didn't want to talk to her about it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I don't know. We don't know the details of what he did to her, what he put her through. It could have been like super bad. I don't know. We don't know. We'll never know.
Like, how would you prepare like your kids, your kids in order to like prepare themselves for what to do if such a situation would arise?
It's really hard. It's really, really hard when stuff like that. I mean, you know, I thank God I've never been through anything like that. I really don't know how I would try to prepare my kids for stuff like that. I don't. I have an 18-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 4-year-old. But I feel like they're at a point, at least Lena is at a point where she knows what's right and what's not right, what's okay, what's not okay. But I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, as a parent, you don't really think about that kind of thing. You have to, but you don't really think about having those kind of conversations. But it seems like nowadays it's a conversation that needs to be had, especially if they're going to go into the military. I have a friend that has a girl in the Marines, and I get scared for her, but I don't let her know. I don't tell her. So I'm sure she's not dumb, you know. She's not dumb. She's aware. But it's scary, especially with all this stuff that's going on all the time. And the Marines is male dominated, I think. But anywho.
Yeah, so what happened next? So she's happy again.
So yeah, she's happy again. So that Sunday was the last time Lupa saw her sister. 3 days later, on April 22nd, Vanessa Guillen was reported missing, and the nightmare for the family was just beginning. So here we go. Vanessa's family knew that something was wrong on the night of April 22nd, but the Army Criminal Investigation Command, the CID, officials just learned of her disappearance one day after it happened, according to the court records. That evening was when Vanessa's sister's boyfriend and her best friend began to realize it had been hours since they had heard from her. It was out of character for Vanessa. Lupa texted, everyone tried calling, but no one was getting through. Her sister said the joyful woman she'd always known was changing before their eyes. Instead of smiling and laughing, she was serious and not talking to anyone anymore. And now she's poof gone. I gotta fast forward.
Why are you fast? What are you skipping?
The stuff that I didn't move out of the way.
Oh, okay.
All right. So a nightmare began for the family. All right. So now we're gonna talk about just a little bit about this guy and this other chick. Because I wasn't able to find a whole lot on them. All I was able to find was like their names and where they came from, or just where he came from. So Aaron David Robinson was 20 years old, who's from Calumet City, a southern suburb of Chicago. He joined the army in October 2017, and his rank was specialist at the time of his death. Yawk. And then Cecily Ann Aguilar, she was 22 or is 22, and she's described to be his girlfriend and estranged wife of another soldier. A lot of articles that I saw, they kept calling her his estranged wife, but I think she was married to somebody else and she was his girlfriend. She
Right.
was Aaron's girlfriend.
Right. And I think it's pronounced Sicily. Cecily.
Let's call her Cece.
Okay.
It's probably what they call
They
her
probably do,
anyways.
yeah.
Cece. There's an update from 6 days ago. I'll get to you later. It's
Is it good?
no.
Oh. Why can't
This
the internet be any
happens,
good?
it happens, but I really hope that it doesn't go through.
Okay, what's going on? What happened next? So we have Aguilar and we have Robinson in the mix.
Rewind back to the sister's boyfriend and the best friend had tried to get a hold of her and no one could get through. So they tried to reason. Vanessa was probably just busy. Then her father, Rogelio, returned home from work. He had felt a sharp pain in his stomach and his heart, and he said that it felt like he was being stabbed. Something was wrong with Vanessa, her older sister Myra had told him. So Myra said that, "I feel that something's going on with Vanessa because she's not responding. She's not calling me back. She's not answering any texts. What is going on?" Lupe called her, saying, "That's when Myra decided, I'm not going to just sit here and do nothing." Myra left that night to Fort Hood and made it outside the base's gates early the next morning, hoping to get answers from the army officials. It was April 23rd. So later that day, the army investigators were notified by the captain of the 3rd Cavalry Regiment that someone was missing, Private First Class Vanessa Guillen. So the next stuff is stuff that's in court documents. According to the official FBI timeline, one witness told investigators that on April 22nd, Guillen was working on in an arms room on the base, and she left the room to go to another arms room where special, what's his name? Is it specialist?
Yeah.
Specialist Aaron Robinson, 20, was working to confirm serial numbers for weapons and equipment. The story that Robinson told when he was first speaking to investigators on May 18th, almost 4 weeks after Vanessa's death, was that he saw Guillen just once that day. So Vanessa, who worked as a small arms artillery repairer for the 3rd Cavalry Regiment, had come into the room where Robinson was working in, and he said, retrieved some paperwork and a serial number for a point, what is it? Point five caliber.
You could just call it a 5 caliber.
I don't know how I don't know names of guns. I'm sorry. It was a gun, all right.
It's a
That
military
needed to
grade gun.
be. It's a military gun. It needed to be serviced, and then she got the paperwork and left. Robinson, a combat engineer also assigned to the 3rd Cavalry Regiment, claimed he never saw her again. After that, Robinson claims he went home after work, spent the rest of the night there with his girlfriend, Cecily Aguilar. She doesn't look like an Aguilar to me. It's probably her married last name. Aguilar told investigators Robinson had left only once to go back to Fort Hood to use his government computer to register for some training. But that story was pure fiction, according to investigators. Aguilar allegedly told two different stories to investigators in the weeks after Guillen's death before her story took another turn. On June 30th, Aguilar admitted that Robinson said on the day of the murder that he'd struck a female soldier on the head with the hammer multiple times at his arms room, killing her, according to the investigators. Robinson allegedly said he put the soldier in a box, took her out to the Leon River, roughly 20-mile drive from Fort Hood. Then, after Robinson unloaded the box holding Guillen's remains, according to the prosecutors who went back to pick up Aguilar at a gas station where she worked, and the two drove back to the river. Specialist Robinson walked Aguilar over to the woods and opened up the box for Aguilar, and she saw a dead female inside the box. According to the FBI timeline, Aguilar, on a later date, identified the dead female as Vanessa Guillen.
Do we know what the motivation was for the killing?
Well, it's all like supposedly, allegedly. I don't know if we get to it down here, but allegedly, the girlfriend said that Robinson told her that Guillen threatened to tell on him or something like that. And she got upset. He got upset and just, like, killed her.
Telling him about what?
About what? How was that? The sexual harassment and stuff like that.
He was the sexual harasser? I thought it was a different guy.
No, Robinson. He was the one. Yeah. Okay. It was him.
Okay. I thought it was just some unknown guy that we never found out who it was.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's continue.
Okay, that was...
Let's continue.
Things are more clearer now. Okay, what's going on? What happened next?
So, Aguilar allegedly told investigators that she and Robinson dismembered Guillen using a hatchet or axe or machete-type knife, according to the court records. The two then tried to failed to burn the body before deciding to bury her in three separate holes and cover up the remains. Oh, it sucks. That's terrible. So they chopped her body up and buried it in three different spots.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, like, that's like a thing a lot of people do to try to cover up the murder.
Robinson and Aguilar returned to the crude burial site on April 26th, according to an analysis of their cell phone data by authorities. When they returned, the two had hairnets and gloves. Robinson and Aguilar returned to the crude burial site on April 26th, according to an analysis of their cell data by the authorities. When they returned, the two had hairnets and gloves, according to the court records, which Allied Aguilar had purchased, which he referred to as concrete from an unidentified supplier using Facebook Messenger.
Boop. Yeah, that's a great idea. Just tell about the crimes on Messenger.
We got some cement mix.
The most secure messaging messaging service in the history of ever. Okay.
Well, I mean, could it be traced with, like, videos?
What?
Just through her private Facebook and stuff like that.
Facebook is notorious for being very not that secure.
All right. So Robinson and Aguilar then allegedly dug Guillen's remains back up, continued the process of breaking down her corpse. Yuck. According to the court records, they burned the remains, hairnets, and gloves, put them back into the three holes before covering them with concrete later that night. The pair also burned their clothing at home. They were trying really hard to get this to go away. On the same day that Aguilar allegedly revealed those details to the investigators, a group of contractors doing work on a fence near the Leon River reportedly finding what seemed to be human remains. The court records say that investigators found scattered human remains that appeared to have been placed in concrete light substance and buried. All that work.
And they still
for somebody to go like, oh, hey, peep this. This is something that should not be here.
And they still got caught.
They still got caught. Investigators then turned back to Robinson, according to the ABC News. Robinson was confined to his on-post barracks room the day the investigators found Guillen's remains and placed under the watch of an unarmed escort. But on the night of June 30th, Robinson absconded from Fort Hood.
What's absconded. That mean? Absconded.
What's that?
I will check. I will check my brain because I know what it is. I just need to remember. I need to just search absconded my brain. Absconded
from Fort Hood.
To leave hurriedly and secretly.
Oh, okay. So he just like dipped.
Yeah. To avoid detection or arrest for an unlawful action such as theft.
So he fled from Fort Hood, pretty much.
Yeah.
Investigators then had Aguilar call Robinson, who never denied anything they did to Vanessa Guillen and her body. According to the court records, Robinson also texted articles about the discovery of the human remains to Aguilar. Baby, they found pieces. They found pieces, Robinson told Aguilar during a controlled phone call, the records say.
You idiot.
Authorities. Yeah, that's what he told. That's what he told Cicely over the phone.
That's recorded.
Yeah. Authorities located Robinson by tracking Aguilar's phone calls and confronted him in Killeen the night of June 30th. As they approached, Robinson's brandished firearm. He brandished his firearm and killed himself. Mm. It remains unclear how Robinson got a firearm. Well, duh. Anybody can get a freaking firearm.
Mm.
Fort Hood officials did not respond to when asked about this by this, the article people. Aguilar has since been charged with 3 counts of conspiracy to tamper with evidence, to which she pled not guilty. She faces up to 20 years in prison. So 2 days later, the army told Guillen's family, and they positively identified the remains found as their daughter and sister.
I mean, if Robinson was still alive, I have a huge feeling that Aguilar would have testified against him, like, really quick.
I mean, she let the authorities record her phone call conversations before they even got him. So, yeah, either that, like, she would have tried to get immunity mm-hmm. or a lesser sentence, for sure, for her part that she played.
She cooperated with the police, is that right? To yep. let them, okay, so if that's the case, then they probably gave her a lighter sentence, which was 20 years.
So she faces up to 20 years in prison now, yeah. but she's probably going to not even serve half
probably,
of that.
Yeah, for aiding and abetting, so.
Well, I don't think she had him there. She talked to him over the phone.
Yeah, I know, but she aided and abetted him for the crime. That's the charge. Oh, and also, what was it? Tampering
no,
with the
tampering.
Tampering with evidence? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so they probably didn't pursue the aiding and abetting thing because they cooperated.
Maybe. On July 3rd, the army confirmed that the bones, hair, and other remains that were found are Vanessa Guillen. The family's attorney, Natalie Quam, said in a statement to... So the people that I'm using the article from is called Task and Purpose. At the time, we are at a loss of words. Our country has lost a beautiful young soldier because of the system that is broken. So while authorities were investigating, Guillen's family was holding press conferences, pleading for help in finding their daughter and sister, and many questions remained regarding exactly what happened between April 22nd and July 1st. But there was one question asked most frequently by lawmakers, journalists, soldiers, and Americans watching the case unfold. How could this happen on a military base in the United States? This is a quote. It says, I know people are completely distraught by this, and they should be. Dennis White, a former soldier who was stationed at Fort Hood from 2006 to 2009, and again from 2012 to 2013. But it's just another day in the life of a Fort Hood soldier to hear this. So at Fort Hood, soldiers were speculating about what had actually happened to Guillen. Was she really in danger, or had she just gone AWOL? One active duty soldier on Fort Hood who spoke to Task and Purpose on conditions of anonymity said there was plenty of gossip about what had transpired. One of the biggest rumors was she had gone absent without leave, which a lot of people at Fort Hood seemed to do. A lot of people, in quotes. It took time before other soldiers recognized Guillen's disappearance as a serious issue. The soldier said, and not just a disappearance or an unfortunate accident. As the investigation heated up, the big push from command channels was ensuring reward posters were posted everywhere so we looked good, and the soldier added. The army had originally offered $15,000 for information about Guillen's whereabouts and later increased it to $25,000. We did get told that the regimental commander is busy working on the Vanessa thing. It
The
was all
Vanessa
about,
thing.
hey, we need to look like we're doing stuff about this, said the soldier. But besides that, honestly, it was like it wasn't even happening. Aside from Gian, a total of 28 other soldiers have died this year at Fort Hood, according to the installation, including 8 killed in accidents, 6 suicides, 5 homicides, 2 related to illness, and 1 soldier killed in combat. The cause of 6 other deaths are undetermined, officials said. Dwayne Allen, who served in the Army from 2005 to 2010 and spent 3 of those 5 years at Fort Hood, told Task and Purpose that when you get down to it, the things that happened on that post are not the best. He added that he thinks one explanation for Fort Hood's problems is the sheer size of its population. So, still, Army Secretary Ryan McCaughey admitted during a visit to the base in early August that the numbers are high here. They are the highest in most cases for sexual assault and harassment and murders for our entire formation. It's crazy. But yeah, you always hear stuff happening and it always ends up being at Fort Hood. Always. Soldier safety is rightfully the Army's top priority, Corwin wrote, and it is clear that changes must be made to Fort Hood in order to better safeguard the soldiers stationed there. Our brave men and women go to work every day to defend our nation, and our nation owes it to them to take every measure required to protect them. According to Army data, that concern isn't unfounded. From 2015 to 2019, Fort Hood, which had an average soldier population of 34,300 during that time, saw more violent and nonviolent felonies than any other Army installation with similar population sizes. Fort Bragg, North Carolina, which had an average of 46,300 soldiers, and Joint Base Lewis-McChord, Washington, with an average of 27,700 soldiers. That's a lot of soldiers. In that 4-year span, Fort Hood averaged 129 violent felonies a year, including homicide, kidnapping, violent sex crimes, and aggravated assault, compared to the 90 at Fort Bragg and 109 at JBLM. Fort Hood also averaged a higher rate of nonviolent felonies a year, with 940 during the 4-year span command and 822 at Fort Bragg and 720 at JBLM. Whew. Through the 28 total deaths that compared to previous years, 39 in 2019, 28 in 2018, and 29 in 2017, the number of homicides has seen a sharp increase. There were 0 homicides in 2018 and 2019. This year, there have been 5. So this year would be 2020, I think. This article was written in September of 2020. I had to scroll up to look at the date of the article. Outside the gates of Fort Hood is the city of Killeen, a sprawling military boomtown of 150,000 that shares a symbiotic relationship with the base, according to Stars and Stripes reporter Rose Thayer. And like Fort Hood, Killeen's murder rate has risen this year, with 21 homicides reported in 2020, up from 16 in 2019. There were 7 homicides in 2018. 7 homicides in 2018 and 21 in 2020. That's a lot. So the rest of this is pretty much statistics on the Army base and the crimes that are happening at Fort Hood.
Okay.
All right. So
Did you talk about the McCarthy investigation?
no, I haven't talked about a McCarthy investigation.
Well, yeah, it was the McCarthy. McCarthy, who's an army secretary, conducted an independent investigation, which ended up, I believe, he punished like
Oh
14
yeah, I
high
haven't
ranking
gotten there yet.
officers. Yeah, okay.
So that, yeah, Let's see. I just want to see if this has that, because I don't think that, I don't think this article has that. But yeah, let me get to that right now. So since this has happened, um, 14 Fort Hood soldiers have been fired and suspended over violence at the base. Yeah, and so that was handed down by Secretary Ryan McCarthy. He fired 3 top commanders, suspended 2 others pending a further investigation. He also ordered a separate probe into staffing and procedures at the base and the Criminal Investigation Command Unit. So yeah, 14 soldiers have been fired and reprimanded so far because of this.
Yeah.
I do know that there is, I think the family is trying to pass legislation which would allow for soldiers to have a third party advocate for them, to like an avenue for them to be able to go to get help with sexual harassment.
I mean, like a human,
instead of having to go through the military, because it's so like, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
You mean like a human resources?
Right. So they're trying to get a law passed or something passed just to where they can implement that within the army, an outside source that female soldiers or male soldiers can go to if they're being harassed, to get an investigation from them, like an unbiased investigation that's not within the military, that won't just follow what the military wants.
So, and that's then they'll be like, the best we can do is internal affairs. So
internal affairs, it doesn't seem to work. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Like, imagine me as like the Pawn Star guy. I'm like, hey, it's the best we can do. Best we can do is.
But he just told me it was worth $30,000. Best I can do is $500.
Yeah, have fun. Have fun getting ripped off.
Okay, I really need the money.
Well, how about, okay, you know what? How about $250 and I spit in your face? How about that?
That's gross.
That's what happened. That's what they do. No, I'm kidding.
That's pretty much what it feels like, right?
No, I mean, that's just how pawn.
They give you the low ball amount.
That's how pawning works. They intentionally.
Yeah, they have to make their money back if they don't. Yeah. If you don't pay it.
Yeah, that's they intentionally have to do that in order for their business model to work.
It's like set up to for failure for the customers. You know, the percentages of the interest is almost like 100% pretty much. And if you don't pay it off, then you lose your stuff.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of... So, like, people don't usually just pawn stuff just because. They pawn stuff because they're in need of money.
Yeah. People are starting to not do that so much anymore. Now it's all about the marketplace, the Facebook marketplace and the eBays.
Just sell it. Okay. So, the most up-to-date information that I discovered is that the attorney for this case is still going on, this case is still pending, Cecily Aguilar still has not been tried. So I mean, it just happened a year ago, but still, she hasn't been tried. It's been pushed and pushed and pushed, delayed and delayed and delayed, and the most recent is defense files a motion to throw out confession made in the Vanessa Guillen murder. The attorney for Cecily Aguilar says her entire confession should be suppressed because she was never Mirandized and was illegally detained.
Oh, but that stinks.
That sucks. Because if that's true, if she wasn't Mirandized, then they have that right to ask for it to be thrown out.
Mm-hmm. Because she wasn't made aware. But it is. Because she wasn't made aware of her rights, even though she probably was. But you have to say it.
Yep, they have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So, that sucks. I've seen cases thrown out because of that. I watch SVU.
Which one? The Special Victims Unit? Never mind which one.
Dun, 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 dun.
I watched. Have you watched The Masked Dancer?
No.
Ice-T was in it. He was one of the dancers.
Oh, for real? He's in that show.
Yeah, I know. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah. But anyhow, that's the unfortunate case of Vanessa Guillen. And I know, like, a lot of people got involved in this. If I look at the timeline on Wikipedia, I think Salma Hayek even got involved, and I think she offered money to. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. But I could have sworn that's what I saw when she was yelling her head off to get this thing going to figure out what the hell.
There was a $50,000 reward to find Guillen by both the military and LULAC, the army and LULAC.
Okay. So, because it's not, I don't see any of that in the timeline they have in Wiki.
It was not in the timeline section. It was in the it was in a different section where that was in. It was in the discovery of the body or something like that. Or the
Ah,
investigation, the
okay.
investigation section.
I see, I see, I see. Oh, I see, I see. It is in the investigation section. But anyhow, so it sucks, and I really hope that stuff gets taken care of for our soldiers that are putting their lives on the line, for people that dream their whole life to be a part of the military and just to be ripped from the inside out, your soul trampled on because people are just bad.
And
Just bad people.
and you haven't even seen like combat yet. This was like in training.
Yeah, man,
Yeah, you
like
haven't even gone to war.
she just wanted to just go and just get it over with, just get it done and get out of there and do the rest of her time in the army and then be done with it. But no, I don't know. I guess we'll never really know what conversation was had, if there was even a conversation that they had before he did what he did. Her family does not believe the story that is being said by Cecily about what was told to him by Vanessa. They don't think that Vanessa's this kind of person that would rat somebody out or tell on somebody or threaten to tell on somebody. But I don't know. We don't know. We don't know what was in state of mind she was in. We don't know what was said. All we know is that they're both not here anymore, so we'll never really hear that side of what happened.
So what can be done to fix this?
I don't know. I think that's a step, what they're trying to do with as far as legislation being passed, so there is a different avenue for these soldiers to go. And so they don't, these people that do these type of crimes don't feel like it's easy for them to cover it up because the army has their back and they're just not gonna do anything about it. Because that's what it seemed like. That's what it seemed like. The upper officers just whatever. I don't have time to deal with this. Just go away, kind of stuff. Like, it's not a big deal, but it is a big deal when you're the one that's being harassed. Like, it's just like going to work every day and having to deal with that every single day. Like, it takes a toll on you. So I really hope that this legislation does get passed, and that should be a first step to some sort of change.
You think we'll see it?
I don't know. I just know that the military has really strict rules as far as like outside involvement with what happens within the army or within the military. It always has to be taken care of within the military, which is why nothing hardly ever gets done.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing about America. If you want things to be done quickly, then yeah, you're in the wrong country.
It doesn't get done, or it doesn't get done right. Like, it just always seems like it's always in the favor of the male, always, or the opposite, the opposing.
Yeah,
That's
like
just.
if you want anything to get done, everyone has to agree, and nobody agrees on anything.
Right. Right, right.
And that's...
So, I hope you liked my scattered brain story.
I hated it. I'm kidding. It was fine.
It wasn't that bad. I've been way worse before.
Like what? Like the... Way worse. Okay.
Like all over the place.
Oh, no.
Just the ad kept popping up in the background, throwing me off.
Okay. You're going to blame the ads?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Blame the ads.
Okay. So, yeah, that was that whole thing. Do you think that's also similar for, like, the regular working place environment?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's this bad. I feel like in the military, just because it has been something that's been ongoing for years and years and years, there's even a hashtag, like, hashtag I am Vanessa Guillen. Like, that says a lot. That says a lot. People understand what she's going through. I've seen so many people on TikTok too, like, they'll come out and say, I was a soldier. I went through this. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. I've seen so many of those stories, and it's fucking sad. Like, they go like her. They go in like her, like, oh, I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to serve. And then they just want nothing to do with it anymore once something like this starts happening. They lose their fight.
Did you angle the camera so it could be prominently shown your shelf?
Well, yeah, I don't want to be showing my crap over here either. Lonnie's toys are back on this side over here.
Yeah, way to call it garbage.
Sorry.
I mean, but your toys are fine. Your toys are great.
They're great. They're in their packages. They're great.
So they maintain a collector's. They don't depreciate in value.
What?
They can keep their collector's value because they're still in the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so proud of this. Okay. I love it.
Did you build
I can't stop looking at it.
Did you build did you build the shelf yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. How did you arrange the packages?
Whatever fit.
Oh, you didn't you didn't color code them or anything?
I didn't. I have on the bottom down here, I have Boo, like it's like the Disney section and the Selena cups. And then, like, the Twilight section. And then everything else is, like, all, like, scattered. I just made it fit wherever it could fit. But it's, like, an organized mess. You can't even tell.
That's good. Well, it's good that you have a hobby and you like things.
I love it.
And you like to collect things.
You have a lot of cool things, too.
Yeah, I know. I've been mostly focusing on the jewelry stuff. I have not bought any of the other stuff recently. I have not.
Whack.
No, it's good. It's cool.
Whack.
No, it's cool. If the fellas have seen my insane jewelry collection, you'd be like, wow, that's like the coolest guy ever. Jessica thinks so. What do you mean, not really? What do you mean?
Not really.
How is it not really? Explain yourself.
It's just not my cup of tea, bro.
Okay. But I haven't gotten any records or vinyls lately. I haven't gotten any Blu-rays or leather-bound novels. I do want to get back to that.
Or steelbooks.
Huh?
Or steelbooks.
Yeah, I have not gotten any more steelbooks lately. I think maybe because I usually would buy them in store, and then the pandemic happened, and then I was like, I don't want to go anywhere. So
you can still order them online.
Yeah, I know, but for some reason I just was like, I would be like, even though it's a lot easier to do it that way. I want to get back to that. But
please do.
Maybe please do.
Hey, how's business? Or are we still doing this?
We're still recording. We're still live. We're still live.
We're not live.
We're still...
You lie. You sit on a throne of lies.
Yeah. We're still talking. The podcast is still going. We haven't finished yet. I've been Nathaniel Avila.
And I've been Jessica Vega.
And this was the story of the killing of Vanessa Guillen. Hopefully it does not get thrown out. Who knows? If she wasn't Mirandized, she wasn't Mirandized. There's nothing we can do about that.
That would really suck, and then nobody would pay for this crime.
Didn't Robinson kill himself?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of
He
paying
didn't.
for it?
Ah, fucking coward.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to deal with it. So he killed himself. It's crazy to me how he was the same age as her, and he had done this to other women before her.
That's how you know you're your scumbag. And you're worse than a
Scum.
scumbag. You're worse than a scumbag because you're a murderer too.
Yep.
Well, let's see what happens. Maybe something good will happen. But
Hopefully the judge is like, no.
I don't know. I don't know if
It
there's a lot.
didn't.
If they were, if he wasn't, if she was not Mirandized, I don't know how much wiggle room the judge can do,
I
because the
know.
judge is bound by law as well.
Yeah.
So he had, the person has to like follow the rules. So if it, I don't know if there's a lot of leeway in that.
But anyways, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to a Vision podcast, home of wacky talkies, the kingdom, evil exists, and many more.